Hey guys, don't forget to check out the Street Cop Training Conference, April 23rd through the 28th, 2023 at the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center. It's going to be a great experience, five career-changing days, some of the most profound speakers in the industry. Guest speakers include Rob O'Neill, the guy who killed Bin Laden, Kyle Carpenter, the youngest living Congressional Medal of Honor winner, Fox News host Tommy Lahren, Navy SEAL American war hero Jason Redman, Sheriff David Clark, Sheriff Mark Lamb, and Sheriff Wayne Ivey. You'll also spend time with all of our Street Cop instructors at this event Monday through Friday. We'll have a great lineup of courses in addition to our great speakers. It will be a week that you will not forget. You'll be thankful you came. You don't want to miss out. Check out StreetCop.com on how to register. If you're going to use the room code, make sure you book it from Sunday through Friday. That's what the code's good for, and it's about half the price of the regular rate. But those rooms are running out, so make sure you sign up now. We'll see you there.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Street Cop Podcast. I am Dan Foster, the instructor for the Mastering Pennsylvania Search and Seizure series of classes. So a question that often comes up is if somebody is struggling to understand case law or read case law and take away the main points from it, how do you learn how to understand case law? And I think really case law is a concept. It's really not that hard to understand the true meaning or the rationale behind a case. However, a lot of times it can be a hard concept because it's different than just, say, reading a book or reading a novel and trying to take away the main points. We really have to dive into the mindset of the court and what it is they're actually trying to say in a lot of these cases. So I think the best way to really understand case law is first just to read the entire case from start to finish without picking up on any of the holdings or the key points. Kind of read the whole backstory and understand what led up to that case and to that decision. Number two, I would say take a class on case law. I don't mean to, you know, self-promote my class, but I do, I think, a pretty good job of explaining the meaning behind the cases. And once you can kind of filter through a lot of the dicta and a lot of the BS in cases, it really helps to understand those key points. So take a class on case law and search and seizure. And number three, I would say just read a lot of cases. Read as much as you can. Anything that you find online, read through the entire case and just try to understand, even if the case itself doesn't pertain to you, the different rationales and the different explanations that different courts will use. Hey guys, if this relates to you, I want to offer some advice that I think can be helpful for your careers and your self-development. So I hear a lot of times in classes, people come up to me and say, hey, you know, I loved your class. I'm here on my own dime. I had to take my days off to come here. My department simply won't pay for us to go to training. So what do you do in that circumstance? Well, if you talk to any of the instructors with Street Cop Training, we will probably all tell you throughout our careers, we have spent a considerable amount of our own money and our own time going to training for that professional development aspect and to become more effective police officers and ultimately to become subject matter experts in our field and be able to teach other police officers throughout the country. So if you are somebody who your department won't pay for training or they won't give you the time off or pay your travel expenses, you have to come to a point where you're going to decide whether or not you want to be the officer that you want to be or you're just willing to, you know, answer calls and take reports for the rest of your career. If you want to go out there and be a high-level police officer, getting good seizures, putting bad people in jail, getting awards and promotions and things of that nature, then you truly do have to invest in yourself. And I don't say that to promote, you know, Street Cop Training or any other paid training company out there. I say that simply to promote you and your own professional development. You have to put in the work in order to be successful.
Guys, if you're in an area where you're trying to get to our classes, but we're not close to you, fret not. We actually have on-demand training at StreetCop.com. You can take that course online right now, and then you could attend that training in the future at no additional cost. You can redeem your voucher, so you get two for the price of one. We don't want to deny you the ability to take this training now, especially knowing that it can keep you safe, at a very minimum, putting bad guys in jail where they belong, and at the maximum, going home to your family. Check out StreetCop.com for that offer.